Good morning, everybody. To get ourselves right back to the swing of things of Maseches Gittin and the days of the days, it's this recap we were up to in terms of the kind of break ground in the attempt to new sugya. So much of our discussion so far has been revolving around the Mishnah that tells us that in Ein Echad, when Sharia comes and gives us a very important piece of testimony, it tells us that the get was written, which is in effect telling us that the get was written in Shema. Which is the Gemara question, how does that Ein Echad have that bonus? If we're really concerned that the get wasn't written in Shema, we really think that what they did in the Kutzlar, it's not up to par, and they're not familiar with the dinim of the Shema, so then we should require two of them. How do we ever accept the testimony of one person? So the Gemara attempted to go down the route of the sugya called Ein Echad Bisurin. The Gemara compared this to a person says that the food is kosher, or perhaps, according to Tosfos, the woman says that she's mutares. Other examples where the Rambam Bisurim, we do accept the edus of one person. Maybe that's what's going on here also. And as to that suggestion, the Gemara confronts us with either one question or two questions, depending on how you read Pshat in the Gemara, and that's to set the stage for an entire sukkah. So let's take a look at the first of the Maamar Kamos. It's in the days of the days, where the Gemara questions that attempt of Edach and Bisurim. Yes? First of all, when do we say that an echad is believed in the Rambam Bisurim? That's true in a case. I have a piece of meat in front of me on the table. I do not know, is it chaylev, which is the prohibited fats, or is it shuman, which is the permissible fats? So I don't know one way or the other. Is what we call no ischazik isur, no cheskes isur. Then we have a sugya called echanem isur. Aval hocha, over here, the ischazik isura, and now it starts to become very, very gray. How do we read the next couple of the words in the Gemara? If I would just stop, and almost I put a period there, like delete the next couple of words, I have a pretty good question. Aval hocha ischazik isura. This is different. I can actually add the next two words if I want to. The esh is ish. Here, it's ischazik isura. There's a chazaka that the woman used to be asura. This is not analogous to testifying about an unknown piece of meat. This is testifying about a known status. Mrs. Pliny, she used to be an Eish Hazish for 20 years. And now in Ein Echad, by telling us that the get is kosher, is changing that status. That is not the same as Ein Echad Bisurin. So the Gemara literally could have stopped at that point. But the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara continues and says, and therefore, now that we've established that we're in the sugiracious ish, that enters into a whole new realm, a whole new category of Allah called Davar Sheva Erva, issues relating to Gilead Arayos, and we have a cloud god called A Davar Sheva Erva Bachas Mishnaya. We need two witnesses out of Kedushin and two witnesses out of Get, and we need two witnesses to say that the Get is kosher. The problem is this one question or there's two questions? The Gemara set up the model of Ein Echad Bisurin as being the reason why the Mishnah accepts the testimony of the one Shaliach. And the Gemara is attacking that. Is the Gemara attacking it on one front or on two fronts? So first the Gemara attacked it, it's Ischaz Gisura, end of the discussion. And the Gemara could have ended, could have sufficed at that point. But then it asks what seems to be a different question. It's a Dabar Shevi Erva. That's an additional question. That's a different point. That's a different Nakuda that we're challenging. So why does the Gemara need, in a sense, both questions? So it comes to Tosfos. Let's skip down a little bit to the fourth of the Rambam Kamos. How did Nocha Dov Shabiyava? Why did the Gemara almost confuse us with the second question? Says Tosfos, because that distinction between Ischazik Yisura and Lo Ischazik Yisura. Was the status quo also or not? But the Gemara at first challenged and said, oh, but there's Ischazik Yisura, the game's over, the Erech is not believed. That challenge is not partial at all. That challenge tells us, makes reference to a sugya in Maseches Yevamah Daf Peches, where the Gemara itself is actually not sure about that very topic. The Gemara in Peches and Yevamah is talking about how do I know that when one witness comes and says that somebody died, that the man died, the husband died, how do you know that he's believed to let the woman remarry? We know that's the halacha. That's the halacha that one witness is believed to say that he saw that the person died. How do you know? So the Gemara thought, Eirach and Abisurin. He says, no, forget Eirach and Abisurin. There's a chazocha. Up until now, the husband was alive. Up until now, she was an Eishazish. And now you're trying to change it. How do you know that Eirach is Neman against the chazocha? And the Gemara goes on for about a whole omelet to try to know. Do you know? Do you not know? Do you know? Do you not know? What is the truth? What is the reality? What is the din? Isn't Eirach believed against the chazocha or not? So Tosfos in Gittin, the base, Narsuki says, since the Gemara is unclear in Yevamos, the Gemara is inconclusive in Masechet Yevamos, therefore the Gemara in Gittin posed a second challenge. First, the Gemara said, it's a chazokah, it's a chazokah, it's a chazokah, Erechet is not believing it's a chazokah. And then the Gemara backpedaled and said, and just in case we're wrong, just in case the Erechet really is believing it's a chazokah, by the way, this is the Dabar Shem Yerva, and Ein Dabar Shem Yerva is Mishayim. So Tosfos is kind of glossed over the Lashon HaGemara in Masechet Gittin, why the Gemara didn't suffice with one question and insisted on posing a second challenge, but the fundamental question really sits on us now, and that really sets the stage for us to go. So what is the halacha? Well, why should the halacha be one way or the other? What is it that halacha is? I have an Eid Echad coming to change a status. Not that it should be ever. Forget that it should be ever. An Eid Echad's word against a chazacha. And that hierarchy, that pyramid of halacha, which is on the top. I have Eid Echad saying something is mutter, the chazaka says something is osur. What's the halacha? What's the din? So what do we think the din should be? Don't take this literally. Forget about the Gemara says. Forget about, I'm not forgetting about the Gemara says. The Gemara itself says we don't know. The Gemara Gittin is not sure. The Gemara Yevamos is not sure. So Misvara, what do we think the din should be? Why should an erecha, yes, or not be believed against the chazaka? So in order to understand why an Erecha perhaps is not believed against the Chazaka, let's go back to the ABCs. Why is an Erecha believed all the time? How do we know non-immediately that there's an Emanus in Erecha now be Surin? Now, the starting point of that question is an Erecha should not be believed. Because the Torah says very clearly, Apishnayim Eidim Yaakov Dover, which means two Eidim are necessary for capital cases, and two Eidim are necessary for monetary cases, and two Eidim are necessary for Gittin, and two Eidim are necessary for Kiddushin. So the starting point of all the halacha is apishnayim eidim yaakov dover. You want to tell me a story now that, oh, well, it's just a question of kashrus, it's okay. It's just a question, is a suit of shatnas, is it okay? It's just a technical question of yisurin, that's okay, that's okay. You have to prove to me where that comes from. What is the source of that halacha? So you remember back before Yom Tov, the Balei Tosfos rose to the challenge. The Tosfos says, we'll tell you what the source is. The source is nida. A woman comes and tells her husband that she went to the mikveh, that she's tahora, she stopped bleeding, so she's tahora. The Torah says she's believed. The Sofra law, Tosha Mapeh explains the atzma. She doesn't have to bring witnesses to that effect. So just tells us just that she's believed to say that she went to the mikveh, so too she's believed to say the food is kosher, and so too the person who sells the suit is believed to say that there's no shot in the suit. So too, whatever so too is, whatever other case of Yisurin you want to plug in. So comes Tosfos and says, the model for Erecha and Yisurin is Nida. So the starting point was, Erecha should not be believed. The Chiddush HaTorah is, Erecha is believed. So what is Nida? We have to know, fine-tune precisely. Is Nida yes Chazaka, or is Nida no Chazaka? So if you remember before Yom Tov, we said a little bit of a strange thing. It looks like it's a chazaka because the woman was asura. She was in Nida for the last week and a half. And now when she comes and says, I stopped bleeding, I did my shiva nekiyim, I went to the mikvah, it sounds like she's going up against the chazaka. So Tosfos very, very conveniently, earlier on, before Yom Tov, walked us through and said, no, it's not really a chazaka. It's a figment of your imagination. There's no real chazaka playing out of Nida. Why not? So Tosfos with Marshon and Shmuel Hoshe Kolin that we gave before Yom Tov explained to us that no, Nida is not really called a chazaka for the following multiple reasons. What's the chazaka? Says Tosfos, the chazaka that she used to be bleeding. Yeah, why is it not a chazaka? So some said that's what we call a chazaka asur l'shtanos. It's a chazaka it's a revolving door. Sometimes she does bleed, then she stops, then she starts, then she stops. That's not a chazaka. And therefore, the cheskes roeh, v'chi v'cheskes shetir liolam, those who said, she has a chazak, she's going to see forever. So the cheskes roeh dam is not viewed in the law as a chazak. But wait, she's still asura, she's tameya, even if she started bleeding, she's asura until she goes to the mikvah. Tell said, that's not a chazak. It's biyad the litvol. The mikvah's open, the mikvah's right there. She can go in and out of the mikvah. Chazaka means, but it's not in your control. Chazaka means there's a status quo that I cannot change. But if I can change it myself, that's what's called biyado. So that for sure overrides the chazaka. That's obvious. So Tosus in two fell swoops basically took neither that we thought was chazaka and said, no, it's not. It's not really chazaka. But now that's going to cause problems for us. Because of the model of the Nechon Abisurin is derived from Nida. It can only be as powerful as it is. So once you just, with all your fancy footwork and fancy alumnus, redefine the nida to be lowest chazak isura, then you don't have a mocker anymore that an erech is believed against the chazaka. If the whole chiddush haTorah of erech nebisurin is derived from nida, it has to be precisely similar to nida. You cannot expand it. You cannot extend it. You cannot go past the parameters of nida. So if the parameters of nida are low is chazak isura. There is no chazaka. How do you know that there's chazaka? So that's exactly what the Gemara Yevamos is not sure about. That's exactly why it's precisely for that reason that the Gemara Yevamos is really not sure, is the Erechon believed against chazaka? We don't have a mock, we don't have a source. Can we extend it from nida? Not so simple. Ein l'chabal l'chadusha, not clear at all. So at least if you go down the root of Tosus, we have a mahalach. We understand why the distinction between yes, chazak versus lo chazak. It all boils down to Xerxes HaKosim. It all boils down to Psukir. It all boils down to, since we have to learn from Nida, and Nida is model X, we have a right to extrapolate to create model Y as well. But there may be an entirely different approach to this again. Tosus is working with a certain assumption. Tosus is working with the assumption that Erecha really should not be believed. Based on everything we know about the world of Halacha, Erecha should not be believed in Isurin. We have to find a knech, we have to find a mokka, we have to dig up some kind of a pasuk, some kind of kasuk somewhere to prove that Erecha is believed. That was Tosfos' entire approach. But there may be a totally different approach, and that's based on a very, very famous Rambam in the sixth of the Rambam Kamos. A little bit of a background first to understand where the Rambam is coming from, and then eventually use this Rambam as a springboard to give a twist to this entire sugya. So the Rambam in the sixth of the Rambam comes to Luchas Tumas Meis per Teslach Yedeis. Dover Yadua. What I'm about to tell you, says the Rambam, is known. It's just common knowledge. It's a little bit difficult because not only is it not common knowledge, it's actually most of the Rishonim disagree with it. The Rashba disagrees with it. The Rashba knew it and thought it wasn't right. The Ra knew it and thought it wasn't right. But the Rambam says, Dov Yadu. The Rambam saw such a double portion is the following. Shekol Elu HaTumos V'chayot Zubehen, Shehem Yishum Sofen, Haran Shal Dibrayen. So the Rambam is the Nuchas Tumas Meis. So he's talking about certain speakers about Tuma. The person has a situation, I'm not sure, am I under the Olam Meis, not under the Olam Meis, are the branches, they're not branches, they're all different sugars, different details, intricacies in Nuchas Tumas Meis, which boil down to speakers. I'm not sure whether I became in contact with Halakhli under the same roof, the same, oh, with the Meis. So the Rambam says that all of the above, we have to say Yatame, we have no choice, it's Safek. So says the Rambam, you should just know, it's a W Yadua, that all of these tumors that I told you about in the previous halachas, which are Mishum Safek, and Shem the Brayim, they're only chumras mid the Rabbanan. Mina Torah, you're not really Tame. Why? We ain't Tame Mina Torah. Elamisha Nitma Tumas Vadai. The only time a person becomes Tame Tumas Meis, the Vadai, that if he goes to the base of Mikdash, he's like, Kores, etc., that a real Tumudir, right? So that's only if you know for a fact that I was standing in the same room, under the same, oh well, with a mace, person touched the mace, moved the mace, the things that are explicitly Tommy Mitzvah's Vadai, then and only then does it become Tommy Mitzvah. About Kolas Fakis, but now the Ram's about to expand his view about Fakis. All of the Fakis, Bein Betumas, any Sfakis that come up in the area of Hilchos Tumah, or Bein Bechos Asuras. Now, the Rambam's talking a different language. The Rambam's using this as a bridge to other areas of Halacha. Kashrus. I have a piece of meat. I'm not sure when it's kosher or not. Maybe Arayas. I have a situation where I'm not sure is this woman an Erev to me or not. Yishabasos. We have some kind of a Sofik Hilchos Shabbos. not sure about some piece of information related to Shabbos. Ein lohem elamid divrei sofrim. All of the above, all sveikis, bein bilchus tumas, bein bilchus kashrus, bein bilchus arayis, bein bilchus shabbosus, I'm saying, bein bilchaloshin, bein all, kol darkula, but all chumas bid rabbanan, because min haTorah, the only time something is aser is if you know that it's aser. You have a piece of meat in front of you that says chazer on it. Okay? It's Shabbos, and you want to know, Rabbi, can I turn on the fire on Shabbos? It's not a suffix. Of course you can't turn on the fire on Shabbos. Rabbi, I want to know, this woman, she's an absolute erva to me. Can I marry her? No. So those are sveikas. No, those are not sveikas. Those are badosas. Anytime it's a suffix, I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no, maybe so. Those are all chumras mid the rabbanon, says the rabbi. That's what the rabbi called a dover yadua. So the Ravid on this Rambam has the following observation. You take a look on the second to the last line, Om Avram. The Ravid always begins with Aleph, because the Ravid's assumptions were written by his Tamidim. The Ravid was a temper in the Rambam, a little bit after the Rambam. He was reading the Rambam's words, and he would comment. He would say, Shia commenting on the Rambam. So his Tamidim took notes, and they said, Om Avram, the Rebbe said, they used to refer to him. The Om Avram. Zeo Shibush Godol, says the Ravid. It's not a mistake. It's a big mistake, says the Ravid. It's quoted that they have quoted this recently. Rabbi Kinega very often says, he'll ask a question, he'll say, Tzorchiyot, some will say, Tzorchiyot Godol, some will say, Hashem Yar Eina, Hashem to open up my eyes. You know, they're different Lashonas that he uses. So, and I'm not mistaken, I think it was Shlomo Haiman. Shlomo Haiman was a Magid Shir Baranovish, Baranovish, Baranovish. And then shortly before the war, he came to America. He became a Shimon Torah Das. So if I'm not mistaken, I think he was the one who said the phrase that if you read a Reb Kiveger and you don't sense the difference between the Tzorach Iyun and the Tzorach Iyun Godol, then you didn't understand the question. It means Reb Kiveger didn't just throw in words, you know, for hyperbole. If he meant it was Tzorach Iyun Godol, that was a different degree of question than the Tzorach Iyun. So over here, the writer didn't just say it's a mistake. So Shimush Godol, this is a biggie. This is a serious mistake, says the rabbi. Shri Omer Bukamukamus, Sveka der Eis of the Chumra. Says, what do you mean all Svekas are only Midrabbanan? The Gemara says, oh, a few places in Jas. Sveka der Eis of the Chumra. So what would the Rambam respond to that? Of course, Sveka der Eis of the Chumra. The Rambam says that. That itself is a Chumra Midrabbanan. That principle of being Machmir, the Chusvekas, is gufa only required by the rabbanon? Nida raisa all svekas amotus says the rabbanon. But lemaisa the rabbanon doesn't say. Mishnayis don't say. The gemaras don't say that. Mid the rabbanon chazal made it takana. Don't rely on this nida raisa svekas. It's too risky, too dangerous. And therefore chazal made up a cloth called svekas the raisa luchuma. And the rabbi says ma pitom svekas the raisa luchuma. You know who made up that cloth? Kodesh Baruch Hu made up that cloth. Svekas the raisa luchuma with the raisa. So many the Rashi for the Ran, the Rabbi, all the Rishonim gang up with the Rambam. But the Rambam wrote it as a Dover Yadua. The Rambam says, to me, it's a Milsa Pshit. It's obvious that that's the Din. So let's look at the world for a moment through the eyes of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, I have a piece of meat on the table, and I have absolutely no idea whether it's kosher or treif. Can I eat it? Minatora? Yeah. Yes, because Minatora is a Dover Yadua, they're all fake. So why do I need a Sugi Vedach and a Yisrael for? The goal of Eidech Rav Yisrael is to tell me, I have a question. I'm not privy to the following information. The Eidech is going to come and enlighten me and tell me that it's mutter. What did the Eidech for? In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, if all svekas are really truly mutter in the Torah, I'm allowed to live dangerously in the Torah. I don't even need an Eidech. So comes the Pnei Yeshua with a startling observation. He says, you're right. According to the Rambam, there is no need for a principle of Eidech Rav Yisrael at all in the Torah. There's a Baruch Shach. If you know that it's Osir, so I know it's Osir. If I know it's Mutter, I know it's Mutter. And if I don't know, it's still Mutter. So what's the my Hadil on the Erechon? What in the world is the goal? What is the role that Erechon has the Erechon marry on the love of their eyes? So says the Bnei Yeshua, taka nothing. There is no need for Erechon in the Torah. So why do we have a principle called Erechon and Bisurah? And Chazal makes such a fuss of Erechon and Bisurah. Says the Bnei Yeshua, according to the Rambam, Erechon and Bisurah means once Chazal came along, some days between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the days of the Mishnah, probably fairly early on, one made it takana and says, you know what? Although you're right, according to the standards of Moshe Rabbeinu, all svekas are mutter. But come on, Let's figure the rice bowl. Come on, we can't let people do this. If you're going to let people eat Safi Chazir, tomorrow they're eating Badi Chazir, you're going to tell people, oh, it's okay, Safi Chol Shabbos is okay. That's fine. Imagine what's going to happen next week when the Mechal Shabbos is about. We can't live like this. So Midraban and Chazal made across the board called all fakeness of us. Midaraisa, no, Midraban and yeah. So now that we're living in a post-Torah world, and now a post-Chachamim world of all fakeness are us, sir, now we need to be soon. Now we have, is there someone who's privy to any information here? Is there anyone around who can tell us that this piece of meat is actually kosher? So says the Pnei Yeshua B'Nasa Rambam, the whole institution, lock, stock, and barrel of Eidech and Abisurim only makes sense once you have a din called Sveikin Arayis L'chumr Medrabana. Closed mind, that din doesn't exist. There's no need, no necessity for an Eidech. According to Rambam, I'm going to pose you Tosfos challenge. V'shteita the Torah Eidech and Abisurim. What's the marker in Chumash? Where does it say in the Pasuk Eidech and Abisurim? What's the answer according to Rambam? Doesn't say it anywhere. Because there's no need to say it anywhere, because it doesn't exist on the level of the Araisa. So the Rambam, by definition, says the Bnei Yeshua, argues with the entire Tosfos, lock, stock, and barrel. Tosfos started out with the assumption, we have a suffix, we have a problem in our Torah, we have to come up with the facts. The only way for us to come up with facts are through Shnei Edim. How do we do that? So comes the Torah, says, it's okay, the Sofra law, it's all right, it's okay, Edech is also good, it's good by Nida, good by Kashas, good by here, good here. According to Tosfos, the starting point is you need two Edim, and we have to figure out how we get away with one Edim. According to the Rambam, the starting point is you don't need any Edim. The starting point is enjoy the meat, because all Sveik is about the Red Women in the Torah. With the Rabbanon, now that we have a Din called Sveik, now we need the Sugi of Edech and Misur. That's a totally different spin on the entire Sugi of Edech and Misur.
How does the Rambam need it, though, as a subject?
How does what I'm saying?
The Rambam, you need it as a subject.
What's the subject? The Rambam says, neither is not the source for anything. Neither is a different story of the government. Neither is, I know for a fact, my wife is a Nida. That's not a suffix. Now she comes and she tells me that she's not a Nida. That's a different story. That's the Pasuk Chumash. The Sofra law. That's exactly the Sofra law. That's not it. That does not do Erech HaMisurim. I mean, nothing to do with what we call Erech HaMisurim. That's a special Zerzah Kosra, the Sofra law. But that doesn't impact in other areas of Allah. Like the Ramban said earlier on. In the previous studies, you can't bring a right from Nida. It ain't done after Rishi. Yeah, Nida is its own world. It's only Tosfos who connected Nida to Kalter.
According to Rambam, if you do eat that piece of meat, you're going to suffer if you're allowed to eat it. But it's indeed usur. There are no consequences?
What I did was mutter. What I did was totally mutter. What if I find out later that what I did was usur? That's a different story. But l'chore, what I did was mutter. I asked the Shaila. I asked a great rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu, can I eat the meat? He said, yeah. So I ate it. So a couple of Shmaya Galia.
The whole Torah, if you eat non-kosher food, it affects
any shot. Okay, No, it's a double top of that's true. So you want to alum the Shavuot. If Klapish Shmaya Galia, it's really treif, it's a metaphor slave. That's when you're sugging hukos metaphor slave. I don't know. That's beyond my expertise. I don't know. I wouldn't call it chassidish, but it's up in it's a different kind of category.
But Rebbe, we do have Ashram Toli.
Well, oh, again there. You better believe you have Ashram Toli. That's gonna pose a very serious challenge to the rabble. But let's take a step back for a moment. According to this presentation of the Shur B'Nas Rabbah, that you don't really need Erech and Bisurin for all sake of Samutar. But what if you have a situation where this would be L'chumah min HaTorah? What if a halacha would arise where there really truly is a problem in HaTorah, even according to the Rambam? What do you mean? The Rambam just said, Kol HaSfeikus HaMutarim. That's so simple. The Rambam says, Kol HaSfeikus HaMutarim, but it's a 50-50. I have a piece of meat in front of me. I have no idea of yes or no. But what if I have a small piece of information? You know what that small piece of information is called? A chazakah. What if the status quo was? It was usur. So I know this was usur, and now I have a latest of suffering. Would the Rambam also say, Davi Yadua, that's also mutter min haTorah? Absolutely not. The Rambam also agrees to chazakah, to sukkahs, shayis, gemaras, and chulim, psukkah, chumash, the whole sukkah is a chas, not chazakahs. Because the Rambam buys it. The Rambam talks about chazakahs hundreds of times. So, when did the Rambam say that all sveikas are mutter? Everybody should know that all sveikas are mutter. Those are sveikas where there's nothing to go on. It's a pure 50-50. There's no chazaka one way or the other. That's fake as a mutter. But when the chazaka was the iser, the Rambam concedes, of course that's a problem in a Torah. Oh, that's a problem in a Torah. Now we understand full well, says the Bnei Yeshua, why Eret Echad is not believed against the chazaka. Because there's no source for Erechad Misur. Erechad Misur is not a Geraisnika principle. Erechad Misur was made up by the Chachamim as a response to a problem with the Rabbana. But the minute that the Torah creates a problem for us, a solution with the Rabbana cannot solve a problem with the Raisa. So Kozman, that the problem is that the Rabbana make a problem, it's a suffix, that was made up, that type of a problem was made up by the Chachamim. A problem with the Rabbana lends itself to a solution with the Rabbana called Erechad Misur. But the minute that you introduce chazaka into this cholent, now it becomes a suffix with the right, that becomes a problem with the right, because you have a chazaka vaser against you. You want to solve that problem with the derabbanan a solution of erecha misurin. You can't do that. That's the reason why erecha doesn't work against the chazaka. So we have two totally different approaches to this question. Why is it Erechad doesn't work against Chazaka? Assuming that it doesn't. Not everyone even agrees. That was a suffix in the Gemara. But assuming for our purposes in Gittin Abayis, Erechad does not work against the Chesed system. Why not? So according to Tosas, because Erechad never should have worked. It's the Chiddush Torah of Nida. In the Chabad Chiddush, you cannot extrapolate past Nida is lowest Chazak. You cannot extend it to its Chazak. According to the Rambam comes from a totally different angle. They come to the same destination of different. You can get to the bridge either from Route 4, from 95, or you cannot get to the bridge from all the above. Eventually, you get to the bridge. So everybody gets to the same point that Erechad is believed, but not against the Chazak. According to Tosfos, we got there one direction. According to the Rambam, we got there the other direction. According to the Rambam, Erechad is never believed in the Torah because, quite frankly, you never need him in the Torah. But if and when you have a problem in the Torah, such as the Chazak, then you're in a pickle. Erechad is not going to solve the problem. Shechita is going to hold on to the world. We have to figure out. Shechita always has that magic word beyond them. I always have that ability to shechita myself, which may trump everything. But we have more time to get to Shechita.
Is it called
Chazaka
is the Raisa?
Yeah, Chazaka is the Raisa.
Because
the
rogue?
Oh, you want to know what about Nechad against the rogue? Pages, yeah. 4, 5, 6 pages. So I want to throw out the following, Shaila. And let's think this channel through the eyes of everything we've been saying until this point. So far we've given a few illustrations of potential erechad misurin issues. We spoke about no chazaka, zero, just a one plain simple piece of meat on the table. We know nothing about this meat. Either yeh kasha or no kasha, erechad comes and tells us one. That's classic erechad misurin. Then we have the other end, which according to most doesn't work. That's the erechad going up against the chazaka. The status quo was also A is coming to change his status quo. I want to depict the following scenario for us. I have two pieces of meat on the table. I know for a fact one is kosher and one is trif. I remember last week when I put in the fridge, I put one kosher. I'll open up the fridge, take the two pieces out now, and I have no idea which is which. I cannot tell which is which. I know one is kosher and one is trif. Comes in the day now, Chodin tells me, that's the kosher one. I recognize it. That's the kosher one, that's the trif one. Is the Erechad believes or not? What I'm really asking is this case analogous to there's no chazaka? Or is this case analogous to there is a chazaka? Now, there's not a chazaka in the classic sense of status quo. There's actually a different halachic term for this. This is not called this chazak isura. This is the Gemara coined the phrase in Greek. It's called ikva isura. It means we know there's a davarach here. This is a fundamentally, conceptually different kind of a chazaka. I didn't say statistically it's any worse. It's the same 50-50. But conceptually, it's much, much worse because we know for a fact there's something trait in front of us. It's not like the person who thinks there may be some problem. He knows there's a problem. He just hasn't identified which part of the problem is. Is that considered to be the equivalent of no chazaka, therefore the erechad would be believed? Or is that the equivalent of yes chazaka, and the erechad wouldn't be believed?
Why is it a chazaka
to begin with? It's not a chazaka. It's an ikvei surah, but we know this issur here. In the case of Chazaka, we know there was Isser here in this piece at one time. Here, in the second case, we know there's Isser here on the table, although we don't know anything about the specific piece. That's exactly what's in between the cracks in the two cases. There are three cases here. Extreme case number one is no Isser that we know of whatsoever. We're totally in the dark. Case other extreme is we know very, very well this particular piece has been also for X amount of time, and now we have a latest topic. Where did that change? Middle case is we know there's issa floating around here, but we can't quite point at any given piece that was ever usa. So that's exactly why it's right smack in between the cracks. And that's the question we're about to pose. So we take a look at the Ramah, the seventh of the Mamakamos. It's where the lines are a little bit bold. It's the second line at the bottom for the bold lines. There are a lot of Bar-Ilan letters and numbers and all kind of stuff here, but basically we're reading the words of the Ramah. So the heter b'zeh isur. Instead, the Ramah quoting from Iran, it's actually quoting from Rashba, who says that in this case, it would call beis chatichas. It's okay. The aid is believed. That's fine. That is not called cheskes isur. The reason being, there was no chazon for this piece of meat. So there was no cheskes, no cheskes. So this is a plain and simple erech and abisur. This is what the Ramah quotes from the Rishon, from the Rad, from the Rashba. Do we think that all Rishon are going to agree to this? Or very, very specifically, do we think that the Rambam is going to agree to this? Remember, the Pnei Yeshua was Bechadish, that's a very, very different take on Erech and Bishurin according to the Rambam. So we have a little bit of work to do. So we'll finish next week. So we have to go back to this Ramah and see what would the Rambam say about what the Ramah is quoting from the Rashba and the Rad. And this is going to open up for us a whole array of different scenarios of when Erech and Bishurin may be effective and not be effective. Shem next week.
Good job,
everyone. Good job. Tuesday's the courage.